Make us a favorite button on your browser.
It's sending a transmission of some kind.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the Internet. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, and welcome back to the show. Well, I'm going to answer a few coaching questions today, but before I do, I want to tell you about my weekend. I went to see the Hannah Montana movie with my daughter, took her on Saturday to the matinee. We had popcorn and sodas. It was great. And you know what really impressed me about the Hannah Montana movie, and I just want to say right up front, I think Miley Cyrus is a lovely young lady, and Billy Ray Cyrus is, you know, a very successful and handsome man. But let's be honest, neither one of them are blessed with great vocal ability, or if they are, they really didn't demonstrate it in the movie. But what really impressed me about the movie was it, even though they have what I would call fairly average singing voices, they presented those voices beautifully. The production of the songs, the shots, the direction was great, the lighting was great, the costumes were amazing. The whole film was so well done. And it just goes to show that if you play the cards that you're dealt, you can absolutely be a winner. I have to say that Billy Ray Cyrus, the first time he was popular, he did the same thing. He had an average singing voice, had a big hit with Achy Breaky Heart, and rode that all the way to fame and really managed that and played that to the best advantage he possibly could. Now I think they're doing the same thing with Miley Cyrus, who is not the most vocally talented young singer that we're listening to these days, but she does have a great marketing message that they continue to work and that they continue to promote. And I think it really shows that even if you're not blessed with great physical beauty, or you're not blessed with a natural swimsuit body, or if you need to work on your interview a little bit, it just goes to show that if you really have a plan and you work your plan, you can be successful, just like Miley Cyrus, or I guess as better known, Hannah Montana. So check out the film. I think it'll be kind of fun. It's a little lighthearted, but it might be inspirational for you for your next pageant. Let's go to our first coaching question. Our first coaching question comes to us from Gwen. Her question is, my daughter is going to do a pageant where she needs a platform. We're looking for a good one, and I asked her what she wanted to do, and she mentioned Tom's Shoes. If you've not heard about Tom's Shoes, it's a group where people buy a pair of shoes, and then a pair of shoes goes to a child in Ethiopia. Is this a good platform, or should she be doing a platform or a group in town? Please let us know if this is a good platform or if we should keep looking. Well, Gwen, that's a great question. I think that most pageants just emphasize that you are that your daughter has a worthy platform with a worthy cause. It doesn't necessarily have to be a platform in your town unless she's competing in a local festival pageant or a local chamber of commerce pageant where you do want to focus on something local to the city, because those type of pageants are about celebrating the heritage and success of the city. So assuming, Gwen, that she's competing in a pageant which is not a local festival or her high school pageant, I think it's absolutely fine to embrace Tom's Shoes as a great program. She can get people involved at her school buying shoes and donating shoes, and she can get people involved at her church or her after-school activities. So I think it's a great opportunity for her, and it sounds like it's a great program. So, Gwen, good luck for your daughter at her next pageant. We wish the best for her. All right, our next question comes to us from Margie. Margie wants to know, what is the appropriate hairstyle for an 11-year-old female in a natural pageant such as American Coed? Her hair is a few inches below her shoulders. Well, I have to tell you, Margie, that without question, the most popular hairstyle in the natural pageants is what I call the half up. This is, you know, where you've taken some hair from the front of the head and pulled it back over the crown and kind of secured it with a pony holder or a barrette kind of at the top of the back of the head. The reason why that this is such a popular hairstyle for the young girls is because it still looks very natural, still very age appropriate, but it also keeps the hair out of her face. So when she's modeling on stage and looking down at the judges, the hair isn't going to fall into her face. I have to tell you that that's the most popular style. You can wear that style straight or with some soft waves. I don't think you want to do really, really tight ringlets or really, really tight curls, but I think that that would be a beautiful style. And if she can't can't wear her hair in a half up, I would say just some other type of style that keeps her hair out of her face, because she's got kind of long hair, so that when she's looking down at the judging panel, that the hair does not get in her face. Hope that helps for you, Margie, and good luck at your daughter's pageant. I'm sure she's going to do great. Our next question comes from Becky, and it's a little bit long, but I think it's worth sharing with you. She says, recently I competed in a pageant, and two of the girls were very dramatic, to put it nicely. All of us wrote our own onstage questions, and this girl ran around the dressing room demanding to know everyone's question and would give you a guilt trip if you didn't tell her what it was. She did not like my question, and so she and her friend ganged up on me and got me to change my question. The same girl also made comments about her clothing, such as who made it, it was custom, how expensive, etc., and made the other girls who had perhaps borrowed or bought used clothing feel badly. She's always drawing attention to herself in some way. She was crowned that night and technically shouldn't be able to compete, but because of a misunderstanding, she'll be competing in a pageant with me in a couple of weeks. How should I handle someone who's such a pageant diva, and how can I handle it without making her impact my ability to compete? Well, Becky, I think that's a great question, and a lot of people struggle with that question. Let's be honest, these types of girls are few and far between. Out of 100 pageant girls, 95 of them will be absolutely fabulous and wonderful, and you'll always want to be friends, and 3 to 5 of them will be, not so much, with a different agenda. The best thing to do when you run into someone who's creating negative energy is put up what I call a patronum. Now, if you've ever watched the Harry Potter series, you know that a patronum is like an invisible force field that keeps the Dementors out. Remember, the Dementors are like the demons or the bad guys of the Harry Potter movies. So you're going to create a patronum of positive energy. So when this girl is running around making, a spectacle of herself and really needing to be the center of attention, you think of positive things, you ignore her, you don't focus on her. If she tries to come into your space and she's talking to you, what you're thinking in your head is, wow, I feel really sorry for you that this is how you feel you have to get attention. Wow, I feel really sorry for you that you feel the only way to win is by intimidating other girls. I mean, let's call it what it really is in our own mind. Let's not get annoyed with her. Let's not get upset, because negative energy and getting upset and annoyed really is going to impact your ability. But just really look at the situation for what it is. A young woman who's so desperate to win and so unconvinced of her own natural skills and talents that the only way she feels she can win is by intimidating other people and putting them down and making them nervous. So just focus on creating kind of a force field of positive energy while you're at your pageant so that you really feel good about yourself and what you're doing. Don't pay attention to her. Don't talk to her. Be polite but distant. If she asks you a question, absolutely respond, but don't go to it into great detail. And don't be afraid to tell her no. If she wants you to change your onstage question, you can just say no and smile at her. You know, we need to be able to stand up for what we believe in on the pageant stage as well as behind the pageant stage. So if you feel that she asking you to change your question is an inappropriate request, I think you should just say no and smile and move on to the next thing. We really have to make sure that you are maintaining your positive energy. Create that little force field around you. Just kind of visualize your little positive energy force field, your patronum. Go ahead and watch the Harry Potter movie again and learn how to do that. And then you'll be able to cope with any kind of pageant diva at your next pageant. Well, that's it for this week's show. Remember to keep your emails coming about the shows you love, shows you'd like us to do. We love to hear from listeners just like you. Next week, I'll be talking with Miss America Talent Preliminary Award winners. I'm very excited about having them as guests on the show. We'll be talking about what it takes to be competitive at the local pageant level, the state pageant level, as well as the national pageant level. Remember to get advance notice of all my guests so you don't miss an episode. Just sign up for my free newsletter at www.valeriehayes.com. Thanks so much for listening, and make this week a pageant fab week.
Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look. Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same practice partner, you're going to be practicing the same questions over and over. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division. 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.pageantinterviewcoach.com, and click on Products. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, plus 2 secrets for winning in the onstage interview. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know, though, that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. So get yours today by visiting www.tinyurl.com/PAG-MTPI for Mastering the Pageant Interview, so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.